Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, Friday morning, as I look out the window, a little light rain out there and cars going by here on Huron Avenue. How many of those folks in their cars, though, are really paying attention to the road? Distracted driving has become a major issue when it comes to automotive safety in this country, so much so that the month of April has been set aside as Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Here to talk a little bit more about the importance of this awareness, General Motors driving driver distraction engineer Dan Glazer on the line with us right now. Dan, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. Give us a sense of how prevalent distracted driving is.
Well, we do have the latest numbers from the government for 2024. It always takes a few years to get all the data together and make reports. So they're reporting a little over 3,200 deaths, over 600 of which were pedestrians and cyclists, and over 300,000 injuries, which I think is a really big deal. Any one of those injuries could be a major life disruption. And that's, you know, that number is about the population of the city of Pittsburgh. So generally, I think when we talk about these numbers, and I actually think that they're kind of conservative, to be quite honest, that the problem is so big that we just kind of want to ignore it. But I think every driver can say, I can solve my little piece of the puzzle, and by doing that, they're keeping themselves safe, they're keeping their loved ones safe, and if enough people adopt that attitude, maybe we can see some drops in those numbers. It's really about just kind of keeping it top of mind that even one kind of off-road, ill-timed glance can lead to, you know, catastrophe, and that's why we have this month, because a little girl got hit on her bike.
You know, you mentioned those numbers, 300,000 injuries, over 3,000 deaths. Mm-hmm. Those are all preventable.
Largely, yes.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
sure.
Well, I mean, obviously, yeah. Look, you know, glancing at the phone, you know, sending a text while you're driving is the big one, but it goes well beyond just looking at your phone, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the phone probably deserves to be mascot of distracted driving because we just have such an addiction to it. We have trouble not touching it for more than 10 minutes or so. And it's associated with increasing crash risk by about 6 times using our best data. But it's very true. There's lots of things that cause you to do these off-road glances just like the phone. So if you're rubbernecking, then you're taking a long off-road glance and then maybe taking a short on-road glance. And when you keep doing that over and over again, it makes it really hard to detect that surprise event. And so even something like just rummaging through your vehicle leads to a crash risk of 9 times. So I think it's important to understand when you start taking those really long off-road glances that you need to stop or just pull over because, I mean, really, there can be tragic consequences when you try to drive and take your eyes off the road for that long. I was just in a interview where they talked about a little girl in near a school getting hit because a mom was trying to take care of her kid in the back seat. And I'm sure she would, you know, I'm sure she wanted to be as safe as possible, but her kid distracted her a little bit, and it was just one ill-timed off-road glance. And so just it's important to keep that in mind.
Absolutely. So to that end, Dan, what are some things that that we can do to prevent distracted driving?
Well, I have this kind of this one big idea, and it's being prepared. And so there's lots of ways that you can be prepared. So when you or in your vehicle, maybe especially if it's a new vehicle and it's a little intimidating because it has more features, just spend some time learning how to use it while it's parked. So maybe there's just a few things you like, making sure you can adjust the radio, pair your phone so that way if you can take calls and not have to hold your phone, which in a lot of states is illegal. A lot of cars now have voice so that there's lots of things you can do just by talking to the car. And actually, we're getting better and better at making it easier to say, to tell the car how to do things in many different ways. But also, when you just get into the vehicle, instead of zipping off, just make sure that you do the things you can do while you're stopped. That might be a little text. It might be getting that radio station going or a podcast that you can't access through the radio, only through your phone. And if you get those things done early and you know how to use your vehicle, then it's just going to be a lot safer. It's going to be a lot more enjoyable. And if you keep doing it, that's a really great habit, and you'll be much safer. So yeah. That's really what I suggest. Just think about being prepared.
I'm talking with Dan Glaser, General Motors driver distraction engineer. Without getting too deep in the weeds of engineering, Dan, what are some of the things that you and your team have to be conscious of when you're packing all this technology? And look, I love all the tech that's available in new cars today, but when you're doing that, you have to be thinking about driver distraction, aren't you?
Absolutely. It is a thread-the-needle kind of task because we could take away all of the functionality, right? And then people could just use their phone all day to get it done. So there are a lot of advantages to the screen. So we want to make it functional enough so that you don't have to go to your phone all the time, even though it's illegal to go to your phone in most states, so don't do it. But we can't make it so complicated that it leads to excessive distraction. So that's always a thread we're trying to meet. But we have standards for how complicated certain kinds of tasks can be, and pretty much all the auto manufacturers meet that. So we find that important in making sure that we don't go over the limit.
I think your best advice is be prepared and be organized. Once you get, I think everybody just gets in the car, throw it in reverse, and pull out of the driveway. But then later they're looking for the map, looking for their playlist. And you got to do that all that stuff ahead of time, don't you?
Yeah, and you can just do a better job of it. You're gonna that email or text is gonna be much better.
Yeah.
You do it while you're stopped, and you're gonna pick a better route. So it just makes a lot of sense just to take a second. It's like a 1 minute investment, and it'll make your drive that much better. So it's really worth it on a lot of counts.
All right, really good stuff, Dan. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye bye.